Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Bless the Mess with the Southern Psychics. I'm Anna Bangulin, and my co-host is also on the line, Carolyn Mondin. Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, everyone. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, it's exciting. I got on here and plugged everything in, and we already have some callers who are raising their hands. So Carolyn and I will probably chat just a minute, and then we'll jump onto the calls. Carolyn, I want to kind of talk about who you are for those who are just now calling in. Carolyn actually was very blessed to meet you last year, and the really cool part is we're both on this really very parallel journey. And as we connected, we talked about different things and didn't realize until a couple months ago that, we could co-create something, not only just the show, but some other things that are going on. And so you were telling me a little bit about your, like, coming into calling yourself a psychic, because that is we were talking about that label, about elevating people to understand that they have the power, right? That they have the ability and the power to do this.
I came into this. I've known this my whole life that I have, I'm claircognizant and clairsentient. So that means that I get downloads and I'm an empath. So I feel everything. And those feelings come with a knowing. So I know things, and I've had that my whole life, but it wasn't until 5 years ago when I did some spiritual work, some healing work, and was called, I feel like, by spirit to sort of own not only my gift, but this journey of getting better, that I started to do this psychic work, what we consider psychic work. When we were talking last week, I said that I'd like to change the idea or change people's idea of what a psychic is. We do give answers and we're great at that, but there is another element that people don't consider, that we are healers and that we are here also to provide you for what you need in this moment, not just for predictions or what do you see, which is the normal understanding, or that's the normal way of seeing or describing a psychic. We're more than that. We are capable of, like, helping you right now with things that are currently happening and getting you to the place where you want to be. So I'd like to change people's idea of what a psychic is to include that as well. I hope that answered your question.
I want to say that that's why we built this show around, we call it Bless the Mess, because it's about shifting. And, you know, we can bring in that information that comes to us as well. We like to share that. And at the same time, I like to say that we're all on this journey, and that progression of journey, or how we move forward in that journey, is solely up to us individually. And I kind of want to talk about this a little bit when we do our shows, because I think it's not just, call up and ask your question, and that's fantastic, and create whatever it is you're asking. You want to bring in that love. How do we create that? How do you create that? Like, we can say, you can meet somebody, 2 weeks from now, or the feeling is it's soon. And the question is your energy is the thing that's going to create. So how can we shift that and share? So that being said, you want to take our first caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready? Ready to rock. Okay, awesome. Hi, you're on here with the Southern Psychics. Hi.
Hello, Southern Psychics. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well today. I've been actively looking for work, and it's not easy. Times are pretty hard, even though they're saying that they're changing. But anyway, I wanted to know if you see me getting a job in the near future.
Well, Carolyn's connecting to your energy, Rose. I want to have a little bit of conversation with you about what you just asked for and how you asked for it. And the reason I'm going to do this, I'm going to help you shift into possibility, because starting off your statement of times are hard and I know they say. So when we shift that into even the verbiage, like instead of times are hard, you can say times are not easy. And the reason I'm going to say that to you is because the word hard, doesn't it feel heavy? Doesn't it feel not good?
Not really, hon. It's reality, and it used to be different.
Right.
But
well,
the way it is right now.
Well, yes. And when you choose, when we say choose that, so when I'm saying choosing the hard and choosing the reality of it, and we're looking at it, and I want to share with you that this reality right now is actually created from an energy from, say, yesterday or a month ago or 2 months ago or last year. And so what we want to do is we want to bring you into the present, into the now, into your power, and say, first of all, what, you know, and you don't have to answer this out loud. I'm saying in your head, you can write it down. What kind of job, what does that look like for you? What does your job look like? How does it feel to you when you're doing your work, when you're doing, or I call it play, when you're doing your play, we're doing that thing that you really want to do, you know, what does that look like for you? So I want you, if possible, to shift into that mode where you're saying, wow, a job like this would look good. Like I, and I'll use myself as an example, because it's like, I remember back in the day, I was thinking, I kind of want to get a job. What does that look like? And I know this sounds strange, but I kind of wanted to work for the post office and play with the mail. And it was like, and so what, and I played with that idea. And you know, the funny part is, I've met people, I started meeting people who are postal workers, and I started meeting people who worked in that sector, and I thought it was real interesting how I was getting information and feedback. So I felt like it was well within my reach to get that job. Now, I've worked for myself for over 30 years, so getting a job is a little bit, that's not a picture really that I don't know that I could ever do. And at the same time, I toyed with the possibility, and I realized that there was proof that it was a possibility, because I started meeting carriers, postal carriers, and people who worked in the mailroom. And so do you see how, like, we create that? So for you, I want you to shift it into what job do I bring to myself? What job would I love the opportunity to step into? So I just want to, just that thought, if you can bring it into, regardless of what the reality is, what it looks like, and get to the point where you're happy in that job and smiling and saying, yeah, that would be so cool to be able to, you know, for me it was be a I mean, seriously, I thought about being a librarian and all those interesting kind of jobs that I would never tell anybody about, because I was a library geek when I was a kid. And it's like, I just love that idea of being in books, and I love books, and I love books around me. So books, or the postal service, how I was fascinated about how the mail gets out there, how does it reach people, so that kind of thing. But, and, Carolyn, do you, mm-hmm. You want to talk? I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, no, I, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to finish.
Yeah.
I did see it.
Yeah,
Rose.
It's about shifting the energy. Go ahead. Yeah. So go ahead.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because, yeah, actually, I do see you getting a job. Now, I was wondering, are you looking to go into something different than what you've been doing previously, or just looking for a job? Because I just see you shifting into something different, or something you weren't expecting or even looking for. An opportunity will present itself here soon. Oh, it'll look different than what you were looking at, but take the opportunity.
Okay. Do
okay.
you feel that it's
not,
going to be soon?
Yes, very soon, actually. I've said this before, but timelines are tricky, but I do see it within like 3 weeks or so.
Okay. Something different. Because I've been looking.
Something different.
I've had the same career forever, but I've been looking for that. But maybe something different will just come along, maybe through word of mouth or something. So,
yes, that's exactly how I see it. And I don't, you know, our initial reaction to different is, oh, I can't do that. Yes, you can. So I want you to be open-minded, because it will come unexpectedly. Someone will say something or refer you, and it's not going to be what you've been sort of searching for, but it is an opportunity. And don't, you know, don't scoff at it or say, oh, I can't do that. You absolutely can.
Well, I've been talking to everybody. I've been applying and applying and applying and talking to people, and I'm hoping that that'll work, because they said, you know, when you're looking for work, network, tell people that you know you're looking for work, in addition to applying on all the big job boards. Of course, that's the way to go today. But thank you very much. I'm looking forward.
It's going to be the word of mouth. So the networking is working, okay?
All right. Thanks, Carolyn.
You're very welcome.
Thank you,
Rose. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Excellent. It's about shifting our energy into a space of allowing that job, relationship, anything to come in. And I'm all about shifting words.
Yeah, and I would add to that that I like to behave as if I already got the thing that I'm wanting or the thing that I'm looking for. That way, when it comes, I'm open. I like that idea as well. So I agree with you, changing your mind or shifting your mindset. So I totally get where you're coming from.
Awesome. All right, next caller, area code 775, you're on the air with the Seven Psychics.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy, and thank you, ladies.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for calling in today. And it's 11:11 right
you.
Now, so that's sort of lucky,
thank
I guess.
Very lucky, I think, the spirits. And I am currently employed. It's not a healthy environment. I applied online for a job on Sunday, and I feel like it's absolutely perfect for me, as if it was written in heaven. And I have a lot of experience to offer. Do you think I'll hear from this company? Will they hire me?
I'm connecting, Wendy. Give me just 1 second.
Thank you.
Have you put yourself? You've put yourself in there already, Wendy. I feel like that. You've put your energy already there. And
yes.
I heard you say that the where you're at now is not a good environment. So I'm going to give you, while Carolyn's connecting with you, perhaps when you go back into your current job, you can actually look for things to appreciate and have gratitude for that space. So when you do step into this new job, you actually are bringing the energy of gratitude and appreciation for what you've experienced and learned and gifted on that side, even if it's, I don't ever want to work with these folks again, or I don't even want to be in this again. So that's still a gift, because that gift is moving you forward. If you can look at it that way, that it is moving you forward into something ideal for you. So when you go back into that space, even if it's, I don't know if it's people there that you're not happy with, or maybe the office itself, or just the whole environment, and take a look at that environment from a different perspective and say, now what can I truly appreciate about this being here? Maybe it was it is a bridge to your next step. So how do I appreciate this as a bridge? So there's an idea of moving forward into something. You're either moving towards something or running away from something. We don't want you running away from a job that you don't like, because it brings that energy with you. Does that make sense? I feel like you get that. So
it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And I'm actually doing that. I'm thankful for many things in this job, but I love me too, and I deserve better.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
that's
perfect.
Then
that's, and I was going to say
power.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, in connecting with you and the energy of the job that you just applied for, it wasn't clear-cut yes or no. It's sort of, Wendy, what Spirit was telling me, that it is contingent on how you feel. So part of it, you're already doing it, which is you're finding what to be grateful for where you currently are. The next step is to have faith and release it. You know, we have a tendency of holding on to something really tight with our mind, with our spirit, with our energy. Like, I really, really, really want this. And what Spirit is asking you, release it. It's already there. So, you know, and I said that right before I took your call, which is funny. They're saying just know it's coming, because you're in a place of receiving that. So it wasn't clear cut, because I don't know what the job was, but they're showing me this is actually a lesson for you. This in your journey to, like you said, I love myself. This is not a healthy environment. I don't want to be here anymore. I know now my worth and what I'm capable of receiving, and that you're gonna, it's going to come to fruition. Something new is going to come for you.
Will it be the job that I applied for on Sunday online?
I don't see it, but it doesn't mean no. I just, it, something is up in the air with this job right this second. So I can't, there's not a definitive, there's no no and there's no yes. So I apologize. I know that's not what you were looking for, but I'd rather not give you false information.
When do you see me getting my new position, wherever it may be?
I believe that
a couple more. They're asking me. No, I was going to say they're saying you need to apply to a few more places. So there are some places you still haven't applied. You'll find some listings that are going to come in the next couple of weeks to apply to those as well.
Okay.
I'm not seeing a definitive time. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to speak to my boss. I'm responding to my annual review, and I was thrown in a position that I'm not trained for. And I'm going to say, I'm going to be very diplomatic and professional, and I'm going to be complimentary as much as I can, and I'm going to show thankfulness. And I'm going to say, I would love to contribute to this company, and as you know, I've not been trained for this position. My experience for the last 16 years is member services, and can you please transfer me to member services instead of where I am in provider services? Do you think that they'll do that?
Yes. Okay, so I knew it wasn't just getting a new position, why I couldn't see one. Yes, this is about you speaking up and saying this isn't working. And yes, that is going to have a healthy outcome. That's going to have a better outcome for you.
And that'll mean I get a new supervisor. That's always a risk. Will that supervisor be respectful and supportive?
It's going to be a better, yes, it's going to be a better position for you. It's going to be a way better, you'll be happier. So absolutely speak up. And this is something that is mutual.
Oh, beautiful. You word things so beautifully. And so do you see me currently employed without any breaks in employment for the next solid year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I love the name of the company that I applied for. Their vision and mission is kindness and respect, which speaks to my core as to the reason why I wanted to come to their company. So, but nonetheless, you see me currently staying employed per solid year, right?
Yes, I do. I don't see a break. And I think that's why, again, I couldn't see the company that you, but I do see something changing. Going to be
when will
employed.
I go to,
and it's going
to
be,
when will I go to member services?
You have to have the conversation first, is what Tavir is saying. You have to have the conversation first. So
these things have to sort of play out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mentioned to my boss previously, and we didn't really talk about it that much, but I'm responding in writing to my annual review, and I'm going to put that in writing, and HR will see that. So will that be a positive thing
for me to put it in writing?
No, I
see you. It would be a positive thing, but I see you talking to someone face-to-face. So don't, if it's possible to, after you send that, to request a meeting to talk to someone face-to-face about that transfer, that's going to go over a lot better.
Okay.
And I don't know
if you'll get
an opportunity with your boss or your HR, but it's a meeting face-to-face with someone.
Well, my boss is a man. So I will speak to him, and I'll do both. I'll speak to him, and I'll put it in writing.
Yes.
And I'm pretty
smart. And that's what I'm saying. What they're showing me, it'll be something mutual that you'll come to an agreement with your boss.
Okay. And I'm smart enough to start off my response to my annual review by saying, first of all, I want to thank my supervisor for hiring me. And so I think that's what, and then I'm going to very gracefully bring some things to it, to their attention. And then I will close it in writing by saying that since my background, 16 years as member services, and I've not had any training in provider services, I request to move to member services because I would truly love to benefit my company. So I'll say it very nicely and concisely.
No, and that'll be great because that's aligning with the gratitude, being grateful for where you are, but recognizing that you would better be, you'll be better suited someplace else. And not only is that better for you, but that's better for the company and your department. And that's where the agreement will come, as opposed to most people go into their review complaining and, you know, not being, because they're frustrated, not starting off in that way, and tends to not work out. But being coming in there with the gratitude and being diplomatic about it will help you and want for the other party to help you find the position that's right for you.
I like the way you word things so beautifully. And I am 67 and a half, but I cannot afford to start drawing Social Security right now. That's why I want so much to work at least one more solid year. So when do you see me starting my Social Security?
Oh, you have at least 4 or 5 more years of work. And I don't know if that's what you wanted or not, but I don't see a break. As long as you're happy in what you're doing, I see you working for a while.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful.
Okay.
And I was off on a medical leave because on March 9th, I was in a rear-end collision. I was in the back seat of a taxi cab. And the bad thing is it impacted my previous broken back. So I was off work for over 8 months. And they gave me an ultimatum to return by November 1st or else. But they said that they would give me retraining 8 weeks starting in mid-December. They did not do that. So that's now you know everything what this is about. And I'm putting it in God's hands. And I need to get help.
That's the key. That's the key, Wendy. I'm so glad you said that because that's what I've been getting since you called on. Is Spirit is asking you to just trust and have faith. We don't do that enough. We ask for questions, and we ask for things, and we wait, but we don't have faith. We're sort of sitting at the edge of our seat. To really, truly have faith that God is taking care of us is to release the fear and allow for things to unfold how they need to. We sort of get in the way with our fear. So you are on the right track, and this is all going to work out beautifully for you because that's where you're coming from. So I want you to know that your plans and how you see things are going to work out perfectly because of the practice that you're doing right now and allowing God to take care of it.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm about to go to my desk, and I'm going to surround myself in white light. And I want to keep healthy because there's been times I felt like I was going to have a heart attack from the stress. But I'll try to just have faith in God.
I have a question, Wendy. They promised you a lot of things. Is any of that in writing at all, in an email or a letter or anything that you can show them?
An employment attorney said they made a big mistake because I asked them to put it in writing about their ultimatum, and they did. They actually said, return to work by November 1st or you will be terminated. And I think that's against the law. And my doctor wanted me off until the end of the year. So,
yeah. Did they put the training in there and all of that?
They said I would catch the tail end. They said I would catch the tail end of a training in November, and I did. And then there'd be a pause, and then I would go back into the full training mid-December. And they reneged on that. I think they're playing games, quite frankly.
So if that information is in writing anywhere, and you can screenshot that and attach that, anything that says, anything like you said, here's what you sent me, I'm following up. So, and then when you are, again, stepping into this place of allowing yourself to receive, it's letting go of if you will, the story of, because when you continue the story, it's going to continue to come into your present timeline of your now. And so that's why it brings it up. So when you can sit with that, you can white light ground yourself. And any of the detailed information in writing that they have, make sure that you copy that, send copies of that to them and bring copies of that when you have your face-to-face. Because those are things that say, I'm just following up on what you said that I was going to be allowed to have when I came back to work. And so that's all I wanted to say, is that if you've got that information and it's not, he said, she said, that kind of thing. So because sometimes they just need to be made aware that here's what I said, and so it isn't shoving it in their face. It's just, I'm just presenting you with the words that you already presented me. So I want to, if you have any of that, definitely bring copies or send copies in your email.
Okay. Well, thank you. Please say prayers for me that I in a healthier work environment immediately, and that I keep solid employment continuously, at least for a year and a half. Thank you both so much.
Have a good day, Wendy.
God bless.
Thanks,
you.
Wendy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, I'm just going to move on to the next caller. We do have quite a number of hands raised. So today we are going to have to take off here in a half an hour or so. So I just want to make sure we get everyone, or as many people as we can. So area code 551, you're on with the Southern Psychics. How can we support you?
Hi, I was calling about just love and relationship. My name is Tasha.
Tasha?
Hi, Asha.
Hi, how are you?
Did you say Asha or Tasha?
Tasha.
Tasha, okay. Give me 1 second to connect, Tasha. Are you currently in a relationship? Tasha, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. No, I'm not. Not at the time.
You're not. What is your question? When will you find someone, or?
Yes, that's my question.
Are you putting yourself out there? I'm not bringing up anything. Are you seeing people and that kind of thing?
Well, at the current time, no, but I do go out.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's someone who is interested in you but hasn't said anything, and you know him or her, you know this person, but they just haven't said anything to you yet. So it looks like Spirit's telling me you have to make sure that you are open. They're showing me that sometimes you don't give off the vibe like you're ready to date, so you have to sort of start when you go out to put out that vibe that you're looking, because there is someone who is just not sure if you're interested.
Do you have like a description or a name?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't know. Do
one
you
of the
hiding groups.
Yeah.
You can go ahead, Anna.
Oh, yeah, I would say one of the things that, and Natasha, I don't know if you've done this, is when we want to find that person to come into our life or attract a partner or even just someone to go hang out with, have dinner, dating, whatever the degree of relationship, could be business partners. So this is about relationships in general. We want to sort of put down the qualities, and I like to do this in writing, with not on the computer, but with my hand, script out the description. And when I say description, you can do physical descriptions, that's fine. And if you do the qualities, I want someone who's kind, compassionate, independent, when you start getting into details of I want them to be 6'2" or 5'1", so those kinds of things sometimes will will kind of, that to me is a limitation. At the same time, if you write the script down, the I think one of the things I would throw in the air is, gosh, I just want someone who, you know, is happy. I just want someone who is will drive me around. You know, so kind of goofy for me, that's my personality. So whatever it is for you, and just start saying this is the kind of person, whether you say it in your head or you're talking to a friend and say, I'm ready for so-and-so to come into my life. I'm ready for this independent, amazing person who's going to share my love for whatever, theater, movie, books, art shows, whatever. So you see how you expand upon that and you really detail, you kind of detail it out and say, this is the kind of person that I want in my experience. And if you're going out, you're going to places, hopefully, that you're enjoying yourself. You're not looking for someone when you go out. And I'm going to tell you because that's the energy shift, and that's what I feel right now. When you go out, I feel like you're looking. Stop looking. Start looking into what Tasha enjoys. Just if you like to go out with friends and, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're just going out to, say, a club or a pub, or, you know, maybe you like to go do adventure hikes or something and you're with a group. So whatever that is, and I'm talking to all of us, is we when we enjoy ourselves, when we can turn it in on ourselves, and that's with anything, and raise our vibration to happiness and joy of just being in the moment, guess what? You let go of all the resistance that you have to allow this person to come into your space. Chances are for everyone, everything you want is right in your peripheral. You just don't see it because you're not opening yourself up to that. So, you know, like Carolyn will say, you know, I'm not seeing it, because this is about shifting Tasha. This is about shifting Anna. This is about shifting Carolyn. What is it that we want to allow in our space? I want to have this beautiful human come into my space who's going to share my world with me and support me in so many different ways, and I can support them. And so you see how we rant about that. And when we give that energy, you don't have to go out looking. That person shows up for you, will come and stand before you, will be you're walking down the street, they might be raking a lawn, and you're looking at each other like, whoa, where have you been this whole time? So I want to share that, because we have to understand that as much as information as we can give you, you're going to create your stuff, your reality, your experience. So I want you, Tasha, to take some time, even, you know, this afternoon, and just sit and say, this is the type of partner, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, boss, whatever, you know, and anybody can do this with whomever they're trying to, you know, Wendy, you're still on the line, bless you. What is the person you want to work with? And I say with, not for, but with in your experience. What does that person look like? What do you feel like when you're with this person? So Tasha, you know, what does it feel like when you're going out on a date with this person? So put yourself in that present moment and shift that, and that energy is going to shift. And when you shift that as soon as today, that person's going to show up for you. Could be tonight, could be tomorrow, could be next week. And that's why we say, right now with your energy, if you're not putting out there, this is the kind of person I want to be with, and I create my space to allow someone to come in. So say, I know this sounds silly, but if you want a partner, you know, clear out your closet, leave them some room, make your bed with two pillows, you know, whatever it is, you know, clear your space so that you allow another person to come into your space. And we do that with everything, not just a partner, a spouse, but friends, loved ones, bosses, employees, whatever that is, clear that space. And when Tasha gets to that space where Tasha's happy with Tasha, guess what? Boom, that person just shows up. It's just about letting go of looking for, because when you're looking for Tasha, that means, and your energy is, I don't have. And we want you to be in the state of having. Because the moment you say, I have me, I'm amazing, and I do want to share this with someone, but it's not an emergency, it's not crazy. I just want, you know, I want this beautiful human being. And then, boom, this beautiful human being will show up. I don't know, Carolyn, you got anything else to add? I'm just,
No, and I'm sorry, Tasha. I'm what Spirit is saying is there is someone who's interested, and the only description I have is that they're a slim built, but that's it. And that you have to put it out there that you're looking, and I don't mean that. I mean just within yourself that you're ready, and that's what I'm getting. That's all I'm getting. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I don't have more.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tasha.
Have a good day.
We appreciate you for calling. It's our energy, folks, our energy. Okay, we've got area code 267. You're on the line with Southern Psychics. How can we support you?
Hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
I was wondering, I was just listening to what you were saying, and yes, that's true. I have called before and everything. I was going through stuff, and I did everything, you know, spirits that, like, believe me, I have let go of everything in my past, like, relationship-wise. And, well, anyway, that's besides the point, but I just wanted to know, do you see anything coming in?
I'm sorry, Don, I think it got cut off. Do I see anything coming in relationship or?
Relationship, like romantic relationship. I put it out there, and, you know, I'm free and clear of the past.
Mm-hmm. I see it. I'm trying to, so I'm sorry that I'm in silence, but I do see a relationship coming in, but I also know that you'll have a follow-up question, so I'm asking them to give me more details about when and where. So just bear with me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, when we let go of the stuff that, and you can kind of notice this, like if you've been in more than one relationship, sometimes you can see patterns that show up. And here's, I want to say this, is when you become aware of your patterns, not someone else's patterns. We have a tendency to blame other people or point the finger at other people about stuff that's going on in our life. But when we bring it back, I'm not saying on ourselves, it's for ourselves. So in relationship, Donna, letting go of your past, and that's fantastic. That means you're not carrying that backpack of heavy rocks of stuff, you know, in relationship. At the same time, how does Donna feel about Donna? How is Donna loving herself? Because here's the thing with all of us, too, is we must love and care for ourselves first, because when we do, and I mean in a selfless way, not in a selfish way, I call it selfless selfishness, because we want to be in that space of love, and it's not about me, it's about showing that love to yourself. Again, I think Carolyn and I keep talking about this, is, you know, when you're on an airplane, something happens, that mask drops down, put it on yourself first before you do someone else's. So we must love ourselves.
Right.
Before we can.
So Donna, Donna, you called before, right? Because I'm getting the same answer. Yeah. Uh-huh.
A couple months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying that they're showing me that I thought it was me who took the call, but they were showing me you called before, and what they had shown was that it would be sort of during springtime if you wanted a specific time.
Oh, okay.
Was there a specific question about how and when you had?
Yes. How and when, or?
For some reason, what they're showing me is that they're like activity picks up, more outings pick up. During the times that it starts to get a little warmer out, and that, you know, so where people are sort of socializing a little bit more, but that's just as specific as they're getting with me.
Oh, okay. But I just basically want to know if I was on the right track of the letting go thing.
Yes, you are.
And the self-love, you know, because that's important. So.
That is very important, and yes, you're on the right track. They are showing me that this avenue that you're now working. So yes, so the initial thing was yes, you're going to meet someone.
Okay,
you're
thank
doing
you so
all the
much.
Right things. You're welcome,
thanks, Donna.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
All right. All right. Area code. Actually, this is a no, this is area code. This is a local number. Area code 404. You're, oh, well, the electronics go here. All right. You're on the air with the Southern Psychics. How can we support you?
Hey, Anna.
Is this Lolita?
Yes, it is. It's me.
Right. Hello, lovely.
What's up?
Oh, hanging out with the Southern Psychics. What are you doing?
Hello, I see.
Lolita Carolyn. Yeah.
Hi, Miss Carolyn.
Nice
Namaste.
To meet you.
Likewise.
Namaste.
Cool. I was like, let me see what Anna's up to. So I've been listening the last couple of weeks.
Like, oh, nice.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
I said,
we appreciate you.
No problem. I haven't really been able to call in. And I said, let me call in and pick Miss Southern. Southern Miss thing over there is mine. If you can maybe assist me on something on my store, if possible.
For those, let's do you some shameless advertising. Lolita owns an ice cream parlor called Lolita's. It's Lolita's Parlor? Yeah. Lolita's Parlor.
Yeah, Lolita's Parlor. And I was.
No, in Marietta, right? It was Marietta, Georgia.
Yep. I'm in Marietta.
And it's beyond ice cream because they do a lot of energy work and meditations there. Lolita has blessed me with many Diksha blessings. So you're in the Atlanta, Marietta
area. Where are you
area.
In Marietta?
Yeah, I'm in.
What's the address? I'm
1147 Powder Spring Street, Southwest. It's like a mile and a half down from the square.
Oh, nice. Okay. I live in Marietta, too. So I live in East Cobb. So that's heading towards the direction
of
my brother.
God,
I'll have to check you out.
Yeah, come through. Follow me on FB or IG. You can come to our meditations and meet more people.
Oh, that's awesome. I would absolutely love to do that. I'm glad
you
called in. How can we help you?
Well, I was wondering, because I do live with Mr. Adam. He does some of my stuff, and it would be nice to get an outside perception. One, I was wondering if the spirit has any advice for me on my store at this present moment, and when do you see store two coming through?
Okay, let me just give me a second.
I'm
connecting.
Carolyn, connect. But, Lolita, I have a question for you. Are you stuck on the Hershey products?
Yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania. I will not veer out with nobody else.
So that's a thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I won't go. I waited 5 years just to have this. And Pennsylvania is the oldest dairy in the United States. You can't tell me nobody else
right.
is better than me. Hell no. Sorry.
I just found the most amazing butter pecan ice cream in Tybee Island, Georgia. And it happens to be made actually in Chamblee, Georgia. So
yeah,
like,
by
what?
Greenwood. I know who they are.
By Greenwood.
I met him. I met Mitch. I know the owner. But no,
yeah,
I'm
but here's the deal though. I have not had the butter pecan at your place, so I'll have that next time I'm there. And we'll come through.
Yeah. I know Mitch. I know that company very, very, very well. A lot of creameries use him. But Hershey's has been around longer than his creamery, so I'll just take mine.
Sure. Well, the ice cream that I've had there has been absolutely amazing. So, and the snacks and all the energy work has always been lovely there. So I'm not complaining at all. I just, I'm between Georgia and Alabama. I was in Tybee Island not too long ago. I went to this place called the Sugar Shack and was bowled over by their butter pecan and asked them where they got it. And they told me it was Greenwood, and we Googled it, and they're right north of Atlanta. So that was kind of interesting. Anyway, so
yeah,
Carolyn,
they do restaurants and retails only. They don't do public.
Okay.
So they'll brand it to the company's name. Like if I wanted to sell theirs, I could say this is Alita's ice cream. And we were going to work together on doing only Tasty Cake flavors. But I just decided to veer off with Hershey's because it was from Pennsylvania, and then they finally were able to distribute to me. So,
awesome.
Lolita, are you? What I got was is the hesitation have been help? Are you doing most of the work by yourself? Are you having a hard time with that?
With the work here?
Yeah.
With the help, getting people
to help you. is the hesitation about the new store and this one, is it a question about help? Are you getting sufficient help? Are you, or do you feel overwhelmed with the work?
Oh, no. I'm okay with what I do. I'm okay with here. I have no problem delegating if I, you know, have to, but I'm not at a point where I can't do that yet. I can't put someone on payroll, so that's why I'm over here. I actually just hired somebody to fill in some time while I'm going on vacation a couple of weeks this summer. But other than that, you know, I look forward to the day where I can hire someone part-time here. And then the other stores, I don't want to manage myself. I just want to employ staff because I realize customers get used to you, and I can't have that if I want to grow.
Yes, and that's, so that's what they were showing me, that the hesitation, or where you need to sort of set the intention and put your faith in, is that you will find the money will come to pay for staff, because the, where you're stuck, where you're getting stuck, is that you're doing everything by yourself. And so the new store, the second stores, seem sort of impossible because you're like, how? But they're saying the intention is you're ready for the second store, the people and the money will come. So don't worry about the how, just set the intention and let spirit sort of lead the way and how that's going to happen. But you're just getting stuck on the, I'm doing everything by myself. and that's what they were showing me. Unless you have a specific question, that's what came through.
So do you have a time frame when the other store will come through?
Yeah, they're telling me you go ahead and start planning. It could be
as soon as the end of the year. I've already looked. I've already been looking at other spaces for the last 6 months.
Okay. Well, they're showing me this year and closer to the end of the year.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think
that's perfect, actually.
Yeah, and I think that's perfect. Like, yeah, that's what I've been, like, we were picking up, too, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. That's always nice to get confirmation myself. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and actually, that's so funny you say that, because I don't want to hold up the other callers, but just because I just said, okay, this is my third year in May, and I really wanted to get this rolling. And then, but meanwhile, I've been looking, and I saw it, like, later down the road, because the summer will pass, giving me more exposure, and then the other store will just come on its own. So, yeah, I definitely see something by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's what they're showing me. And it's, yeah, kind of that getting over the hump of, I guess they keep showing me you needing more help with people, and that'll come. And once that happens, and the second store,
you're probably
will come.
Picking up like residual, like just dreading the fact of hiring, because I do dread, because it's
okay,
like,
so,
yeah, you know,
so
like who can work as best as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's what they're showing
yeah,
me,
I just have to get through
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
So
I'm getting there.
I'm glad that's making sense to you. They're like, it's her. She has issues with connecting with people, and, you know, like, yeah. But
I get people coming here all the
will.
Time looking. I get people coming here looking out all the time for work, and I'm like, first thing goes, well, how much ice cream are you going to sell for me? Because in my mind, I'm like looking at them like, no, this ain't going to work. But yeah, I'm very, very picky on that. But mm-hmm. I just hired somebody about 3 weeks ago. And I just said, put her on board. And I said the next day, go, here you go. Here's the keys. I'll be back in 4 hours. So I'm working increments
nice.
With her, even though I know she's over the summer only. But at least
mm-hmm.
It's giving me some freedom just to hang out, have lunch with the friends if I need to, you know?
I feel like that second store is going to be really popular, and that what I'm feeling is two years, like you're going to get it started, and within 2 years, that second store, both of your stores, nice flow of what's going on. And I know you, so I didn't want to say that, but I feel like 2 years, like it's going to, both of the stores are going to be, you know, kind of buzzing. I get that buzzing. So
okay.
That, yeah, because you, I know how, see, that's the thing. I want to speak because I know how you are. Like, I know when, before you even started your first store and what you were in, your intent and, oh man, the power that, and then all of a sudden, boom, it was there. I mean, I say all of a sudden, but for you, it was planning and actually letting go of a career, letting go, you know. So it was the journey, and now this thing is, yeah, you're going to get this thing started fair. You know, it's already in motion, and we always say, It's already about, we're all in motion, folks, and it's all about course correcting. And when you course correct, tweak it, move it, say, so now let go of the idea. Not that you don't have to be picky, because I know you feel. So let your energy feel, and I feel like the people that you are going to put in place are going to be, they're going to be high energy, and they are going to sell some ice cream for you, honey.
You got
it.
All right. All right, ladies.
Just as much as you manifest the store, the first one, you manifest a lot of things. You've got to manifest the right crew and right people to come into the space and sort of leave it up to them on how you're going to find them. And even in your hesitation that if they came in, it isn't necessarily just your judgment. Trust that some people will work out. So that's just from spirit. Just like you let go and like, yeah, we're going to get it and spirit's going to provide. Do the same with the staff.
Yeah, that's what happened with this last one. I mean, there's many of me that come in and I just said, okay, yeah, when do you want to work? It just came out naturally. So I'm like, okay, well, here we are.
See?
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, they just want more of that.
No, you're totally right. I mean, that's why I already knew, like, before when I realized from this one, the next stores, I do not want to be full-time, put a staff in, pop my face in there once in a blue moon, keep it moving, because customers get so used to you. OMG.
They do, and then they don't want, like, they're offended if somebody else is in there. Like, where is she?
I know. It's like, oh, my God. Every time they do it to my friend Adam and my other work, the girl that I hired. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. But I don't want to hold up your calls. I can chit-chat with both of you all day long, so I'll let the next caller go.
We will.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Nice to meet you. Next time I'm there, I'm going to pop in.
Thanks,
Lolita.
Yes,
love you.
All right. Thank you. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Great energy there. And she, ice cream. Her energy is beyond ice cream. I just want to say that. Anyway. All right. We have a Skype call.
I was
going to
say, Anna. We do. Okay.
What?
No, go ahead. I wanted to talk about it a little bit, but it's okay.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi there. Good, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Dejan.
Dejan?
Hey, Dejan, how can we help you?
Hi, I wanted to know if you see me and this other girl, her name is Bibi, in a relationship.
Just give me a second, Adrian. I'm trying to connect.
Okay.
Adrian, does she know you're interested?
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. So Spirit's saying, well, she kind of can't be in a relationship with someone who hasn't said anything. There is interest there. But you actually have to step up and you know, say something, like, definitively, like, I'd like to pursue this, because otherwise it is in limbo, because that's where you are. So, you know, you sort of, if you're ready to make the move, go ahead and make the move.
Okay.
I see it not, it's not in a distance. I see it just within your reach, but you got to reach for it.
Okay.
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 Are you guys like friends right now or just know each other?
Yeah, we're kind of just friends.
Yeah, and you're sort of flirting, but you're like not really putting yourself out there. And so you're picking up hints of things, but because you're being vague, she's being vague. And they're just saying, if you're going to ask her out, ask her out. If you're going to tell her how you feel. Because otherwise it isn't going to happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Because she likes to move around a lot. Like, she likes to travel to different places. Outside of the state sometimes. So she might be in one state for maybe like a few weeks, and she might come back. So I don't know if, like, you know, when me and her might be in a relationship. When
so
I can ask
saying,
her out.
Like, just go ahead and put it out there now. I don't know where she is, but they're telling me if you can't wait for the perfect moment because it doesn't exist. And what you're asking for a relationship, but you haven't even asked her out on a date. So they're saying, don't put the cart before the horse. First, you got to see if it'll work out. But if you're interested, you shouldn't pass the opportunity. And there is no perfect time. Just say.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I would recommend when you do, Dejan, speak with her, that you speak with her in person, not over the phone or through text messaging. Carolyn, what do you think about that? I feel like that's important that you are face-to-face with her and you're sitting with her and maybe take her, maybe ask her out. Ask her out to dinner and say, you know, I'd like to talk to you about some things. You know, would you go out with me and pick a nice place to go take her? And you sit and have a conversation about this and just be open with her. I know I feel like you're guarding your heart. And at the same time, you know, for all of us here, this is our lifetime. This is our journey. You know, when that person, you have that attraction to that person and that person is in your space, they're, like Carolyn said, there's a mutual attraction, except neither of you are stepping up. So someone's got to stand up and say, hey, you know, I really like you and I'd like to get to know you better. So I feel like you need to do that face to face.
Okay. All right. I will note that down.
I hope that answers the question for you. No, that I've got it. Just guys, I guess for everyone listening in, you, Dejan, like, this is it. This is life. It isn't. There isn't a perfect time. There isn't a perfect scenario. We sort of have to take our chances when we see them, when we feel them. Those feelings are there for a reason. And whether or not something works out doesn't mean you don't take the chance. The chance is always going to teach you something. It is part of the journey. We can't wait. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. We don't know what's around the corner. If you are attracted to someone, if you feel like it, you need to ask them out or you want to be in a relationship, take the chance. Because this is it. This is life. Every day, in the present moment, this is it.
Yeah. Everything that we want to attract in our life, relationships, job, money, people, energy, everything's energy. So it's how we're taking care of ourselves. First of all, loving yourself back to, you got to have that love within to be able to give the love without. And that means everything you do. I would hope that you would love your people, love your relationships, love your work, whatever it is, that love. And I, you know, we're going to talk about this because this is about shifting. When we feel guarded and we're not open to receiving what we know within and deep down we know, I am amazing and good enough, and I'm talking about all of you, all of us. We are all worth it. So be worth it and step into your power and say, you know, tell people, you know, I want to say be transparent, but I will tell you that's a journey and a process itself. But allow yourself to be truthful about this. I'm attracted to you, or I want this career, or you know, whatever that thing is, allow that to come. It should come to you easily. It really should. I mean, I say that, and we're here on this planet to have this journey, so sometimes it doesn't feel easy. And, Dejan, I feel like if you sit down with her and you have that conversation, you're actually going to take a really deep breath and go, wow. And that, you know, just allowing that honesty to come out and just releasing that, I think for you, it's just going to open your heart even more so. So, sit with her, physically sit with her and have the conversation. Do you think you can do that?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're rooting for you. So thank you for calling in, Dejan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dejan. We appreciate you. And call us back and let us know if you want to share. We'd love to hear it.
Okay, I will. Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have an amazing day. All right. We're going to take one more caller here. Squeezing another caller in here. Area code 412, you're on with the Southern Psychics. How can we support you?
Hi, this is Mandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, sure. Mandy.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering if you could give me some insight on my love life. If you saw somebody who I recently reconnected with, if you saw that playing out, or is it best to maybe look the other way and not revisit that road?
Oh, God, it was a fuss one, Mandy. They're telling me, no, don't revisit this. It will turn out the same. I'm sorry.
Don't revisit? Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah. This one, I mean, yeah, it won't, nothing will come of it. That was quick. That was a quick one for me, but they're saying no.
Okay.
Was there something more deep?
Mm-hmm. Did they see anybody new coming in or besides that obvious now?
Yes, I do see that. Actually, you're going to have a very active sort of dating life here in the future. Don't get bogged down with something that you already know, because they're telling me you already know this one is not a good one, and don't get mixed up and stay stuck in this space and this energy, because there are more coming. So yeah, to choose from.
No.
Don't get stuck. And
would that, so it's more or less a closed. I didn't feel subconsciously that right now was the best time with that person to reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been standoffish. You know, I didn't know if maybe in the future it would be a better timing, but not right now with him.
Not right now with him. They're showing me that some of the things that you would have liked I hate to put it this way, but I'm just going to say, for him to have learned, he hasn't yet. So it'll just be a waste of your time and more of the same. And they're showing me again, but she knew that. She can feel it. And so they're saying, go with that instinct and don't stay here waiting or wondering when it will happen, because there's so much more coming your way.
Okay. So pretty much he won't ever get it. Should it just be a final closure, or is there still a, I don't have false hope.
Okay, good. Don't have false hope.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't force someone to experience their journey and change them. A lot of times we want to, because we are attracted to some energy, you know, it could be the different reasons why we're attracted to someone. And when we realize that, you know, just observe, Mandy, when you're around, if you are around him, just be in observation mode and just watch him. Because sometimes, and two, for you, back to what I was saying earlier, love Mandy first and then allow that, because when that happens, you won't have to be asking a question or seeking out. It just is, and you will have people show up in your life, and you get to pick and choose. That's the beauty of it. And then this other person could be watching you and saying, wow, she's shifted, and she's happy, and she's open, and then that's going to shift. When we shift ourselves, we shift the energy of everything else around us. So be in observation mode when you're around him, and that way you watch, and you'll understand that because he's on his journey too, and there are things that he needs to experience and he needs to learn, and one of them could be that, one, you're not just readily available to pop into his life and help or do the things that you've been doing, and you have, it's not that you, I don't want to use the term moved on, but you've moved into appreciating Mandy to the point where Mandy's going to be happy first, and the people that are going to show up for you are the equivalent of that. They are happy. They are making those notes of what you want in that partner, and then watching those people show up. And really, like, someone's going to show up, and you're going to say, oh, wow, this is so much fun. You might go out on two or three dates and go, you know, I really like you as a friend, but not as a partner. Okay, great. You've experienced that. Now, who's next? So it's that kind of energy that you're going to create. And it's like, and that's why Carolyn said you're going to date more than one person, because this is about finding out really the partner for you. Who's going to show up, who's going to fit in that description for you? Not you melding yourself or changing yourself for someone else. Not going to happen. Doesn't work for any of us. So it's you. Mm-hmm. What is it you desire? Yeah, that's the biggie.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for both your time and taking my call today. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Mandy. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Slow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Wow. All right. I know this was an hour. We usually stay on 90 minutes, and I'm about to hit the road, so we're going to have to sign off now. But, Carolyn, I know you wanted to talk a little bit there shortly. Share with me your thoughts.
Oh, no. So I just liked the interaction with your friend, Lolita. It was just, it took her a minute to see what I was saying, but it was a perfect way that sometimes we're looking for direct answers. And if we just take a minute with what we are receiving from spirit, that we can see, oh, yeah, it's because I'm doing this and this. And we, you know, and so I'd like for people as to close out the show where we talked about at the beginning that, you know, we'd like to change people's perception of psychics as someone who just gives you the direct answer, timeline, date, description to someone who is just helping you realize something right now that you're not even aware you're doing. Which is a perfect example of what that reading, that interaction in a reading looks like, because what we're doing, at least what I am doing and what I like to call is interpreting what your soul is trying to convey to you. And sometimes it takes you a minute to realize, like, oh, okay, yeah, I see where I'm doing that, or I see where I'm not actually putting myself out there for a relationship, or I see where my ungratefulness for my job is keeping me from getting a new one. I see. So I just want to put out there for anyone who's still listening that, you know, be open to receiving just a different kind and interacting more with your readers if you're getting psychic readings from other people. The other thing I would caution is that sometimes the answers don't change because what spirit is waiting for is for you to realize, oh, this is where I'm participating in this. Here's why this hasn't happened for me yet. So, you know, going to more than one person for the reading doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a different answer. It just probably comes differently. So just keep that in mind. Does it make sense, Anna?
It makes absolute sense, because this is about shifting our own personal energy, because we can actually say, I can say, you can have that job tomorrow, next week, next month, of that spouse, partner, friend, experience, cruise, whatever it is, tomorrow, next week, next month, based on what how your energy is in that moment. And when we understand that shift, all things come to us when we shift us. And I think that is the power of who we are and our journeys on this planet. I mean, exactly what you said. It's good. Awesome. Thanks so much, Carolyn. I appreciate you and your wonderful energy and insight. And
thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me on. This is great. This is really good.
And Carolyn will have her the debut of her show next Monday, the 18th, yes?
Yes, and at 11 a.m. on the 18th, and it's called The Process of Being. And I will be doing, you know, live soul coaching, if you will, if anybody's interested in that. What soul coaching is a combination of intuitive insight, but helping you work out something in your life in that moment that you've been struggling with. So I'm really excited. It'll start off with a theme. I'll start off with a theme, and I'm getting the theme for this one will be fear. And then I can, you know, take callers and anybody who's struggling with their fears and work through it on air. So I'm super excited about that. And that will start Monday, February 18th at 11 a.m. Thank you, Anna, for bringing it up, because I'm not used to promoting myself yet.
And we do have a few other shows on, so please check us out on universalenergyradio.com or on iTunes under Universal Energy Radio. And if you're on social media, like us on Facebook and Instagram, Universal Energy Radio as well. You're greatly appreciated. So I'm going to sign us off. Thanks again for listening to us and being on this journey with us. We so appreciate it. Remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.